Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Cochrane Reviews examine the evidence on ways to help smokers to quit and to stop people from starting to smoke. In April 2013, one of these looked at school-based programs that aim to prevent smoking by children and adolescents. The lead author, Roger Thomas, from the University of Calgary in Canada, begins this evidence pod by posing the question that he and his co-authors set out to answer.
The question is, are curricula in schools to prevent children and adolescents from starting to smoke effective? Yes, provided the curricula either offers them ways to be more competent and as an adolescent, or ways to be more competent plus teaches them social skills to refuse offers of tobacco. Just information about the risks of tobacco or social skills to refuse tobacco are not effective. We're able to answer these questions because the evidence we brought together in this Cochrane review, which came from literature searches back to the first date of publication of relevant journals. We found 134 randomised trials with 428,293 children and adolescents. I'd like to tell you especially about the trials with children who had never smoked, as the other trials grouped together the results for never smokers, experimenters and quitters, and it is therefore difficult to assess the effect of the curricula. The 49 trials with information on never smokers gave data on 142,447 children who were never smokers from 19 different countries. Whilst most of the trials were from the USA, Europe was well represented, and there were two trials in China and one each in South Africa and Thailand. So we do have data from four continents. With smoking studies, we think a worthwhile effect is one that persists for at least 6 months, although we prefer a much longer follow-up. For all those who had never smoked and were followed for 1 year or less, if all the trials were put together in a single large comparison, there was no effect. However, if only the 6 trials which provided a combined social competence and social influences curriculum were combined, then 51% fewer children started smoking compared to the control group which received no curriculum. The possible range for this prevention could be as large as 72%, or as few as 13% of children prevented from smoking. There were no significant effects using information alone, social skills to refuse offers of tobacco influences, or complex curricula. We present a range as we want to be conservative in our statements. We imagine repeating our systematic review 100 times with different groups of studies, and we provide a range within which we are certain 95% of all the results would fall. We were particularly interested in trials that followed the children for more than a year. If the trials were all grouped together to make one single large comparison, 12% fewer children started smoking compared to the control group, and the range could be 18% fewer to 4% fewer. If trials which helped children to be more socially competent were grouped together to make one large comparison, 48% fewer children started to smoke compared to the control group. The range could be 70% fewer to 12% fewer. This range is wider than the one I quoted before because fewer trials are included. Curricula which helped children to be both more socially competent and gave them skills to refuse offers of tobacco found 50% fewer children started smoking. The range could be 72% fewer to 13% fewer. There were no significant effects for curricula that provided only information or social skills to refuse offers or complex curricula. The details of the curricula in the review. Because 60% of current curricula used in schools focus on social skills to refuse tobacco, and we found they were not effective, program planners should refocus and use the social competence or social competence plus social skills curricula that are effective.
To access the review and find details of the curricula that Roger mentioned, go to cochranelibrary.com and run a simple search for school-based programs and smoking.